It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
I'll start. Hi there. Hi there. This is the NutraMedical Report, and I'm Ryan, joining Dr. Bill here in just a second. He stepped away, but Dr. Bill and I have been discussing health and wellness and many of the different challenges that people are dealing with out there. And I know one of his favorite things to help address when it comes to this time of the year is when people are wondering, how are you going to defend against that invariable? Your kids went back to school, the temperature's dropping, and what's coming next? Somebody's going to get sick, right? And so this is one of those areas that you got to, you know, it's great to be on offense, be ready, because you know it's coming, right? How many years do you have to go through before you know it's going to happen? So this challenge, one of the platform things that people need to be aware of is the immune system's need and the body's entire need for vitamin C. And so there's obviously a lot of choices in the marketplace for what you're going to use for vitamin C. Now, there's a unique one that is a top formulation being used in the NutraMed lineup, and that is the Power C Plus. So Power C is basically a unique formulation because it is a neutralized pH vitamin C. Vitamin C has a very acidic nature, and it doesn't absorb necessarily very well. And so when people try to use vitamin C and then push their dose levels a bit higher, they find that they can very quickly induce like loose stools and then not enjoy that effect at all. Now, Power C Plus, by the way that it is designed, it not only has this neutralized pH, but it also is coupled with a key ingredient that's known as bioperin that's been shown in human study to increase the absorption of vitamin C into the bloodstream by 40%. So every capsule of Power C Plus is actually 750 milligrams, but it's got a much greater potential effect than if you were to compare it to a normal C formulation out there. And it's become, over the last 4 or 5 years now, one of the top things that people pick from the NutraMed lineup because they know they get this distinct, powerful effect that they're looking for from their vitamin C.
Hey, Ryan,
and
Dr. Bill, we were just talking
about Power C Plus and its advantages here in the cold and upcoming cold and flu seasons and why you'd want to have that ready to go and start to use, actually, even before you're dealing with a challenge.
So we were just, what product are you talking about?
Power C. We were just discussing Power C. It was a one-dimensional conversation, but I think we covered most of the highlight points.
Oh, you're really good at it. You have more than one dimension. You have a polydimensional one dimension. Power C, by the way, is not like any other vitamin C in the world. Liposomal, not any other vitamin C. Calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. Please expand.
Vitamin C is
amazing.
Yeah, maximize the absorption of it with the bioperin and neutralize the pH. So you avoid things like loose stools, and like you said, Dr. Bill, when the immune challenges hit, you can very quickly be able to up your doses of this formulation without inducing the loose stools and the other challenges that people have. And vitamin C is one of these nutrients, folks, that, you know, our bodies, we don't produce. We've got to consume it externally, and oftentimes we just don't do a very good job. So here we are back to, we need to support and provide that extra layer of defense for our bodies. Also, not just the immune-wise, but whether it's bone building or tissue generation throughout the body, like as Dr. Bill likes to point out, you're constantly rebuilding yourself. You do need vitamin C for that process. And so that's another good reason that it's used on a daily basis as well.
Right. Yeah, and let's go through head to toe. Firstly, vitamin C reverses cataracts, stops oxidative stress through every organ in your body, supports collagen and production of hyaluronic acid and elastin throughout your body, turns off free radicals, and literally when your body is alkalinized enough with Power C, cancer can't even metastasize. So when we give high doses, like 10 to 12 capsules, four times a day as a smoothie, cancer is like stopped. If you have an autoimmune disease like lupus or rheumatoid or whatever, you take a higher dosage, let's say 6 capsules three times a day, your disease, along with taking Cell Defense Plus, it turns off the cytokines. It's amazing. But you got to get in these high dosages. Unfortunately, one of the things they had in Europe is a thing called the Codex Alimentarius, which I think is insane. Ooh. And they thought of, they had a guy that was actually in prison after the in the 50s and 60s the Netherlands from the Nazis. And he set up this scheme about a codex, to have a codex for food. And, of course, their idea was just take the minimum amount so you don't get scurvy. No.
Right.
The dosage of vitamin C to stop scurvy is tiny. The dosage to prevent cataracts and heart disease and dementia and cancer is high. And you can't get that dosage with anything other than Power C+. There's no way you're going to get high enough dosage to stop cancer, cold in its tracks, or autoimmune diseases. But you can with Power C. Like, I take at least 4 capsules twice a day, just regular. And if I had something serious, I'd take a lot more. So when I give our cancer patients, one of the first things that I tell them is you need 10 to 12 capsules 4 times a day to put your cancer on hold so it can't spread and metastasize. It just stops it cold, doesn't it? Amazing. What do you think, Brian?
Well, when it comes to, this time of year, Dr. Bill, the other side of it isn't just the immune challenges. It's the stress that people are associating with the upcoming holidays. Again, all kinds of stuff that just kind of pours onto us. And
I mean, Stressmas, which is coming this Christmas holiday, and of course, even Halloween, which is bizarre. I don't like Halloween. Right?
What did you call it? Helidays? The Helidays or something?
I call it the Helidays.
Helidays. Funny, hey? So, dealing with stress is really an important thing. We talked about it last hour that, dysbiosis, for example, all you have to do is give yourself stress, which we all have at some level, and not handle it well, and you'll create all kinds of issues. It may not just be your blood pressure goes up. It's like dysbiosis and other challenges. Obviously, your brain doesn't work right because you're in fight or flight. So I want to point people's attention to one of the huge sellers, and that's Calm Mind in the NutriMed line. And so Calm Mind is this combination. It's a powdered formulation. Usually, most people take 1 to 2 scoops as a dose, and they can have this great change in the way that they're feeling, usually in about 20 to 30 minutes. And I know you're a huge fan of this one, Dr. Bill. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you've renamed this tongue-in-cheek many times, from Marriage Saver, Better Than Booze, Better Than Mary Jane. You have a whole bunch of them, because people are stuck. They don't know how to deal with their stress. So right away, they're going to go with all
kinds stress is a biochemical reaction. A lot of people think it's something else. They can figure out a circumstance in their life, but see, once you're de-stressed, whether it's a medication which can make you addicted, like benzodiazepines, which are dangerous, or if it's a natural molecule like Abitutti or Calm Mind Brain Mag, your body says, hey, circumstances haven't changed, but I can adapt to it better, and I'm not freaked out by it. So you have to understand it's a biochemical response to a situational factor or a biochemical response by itself. Some people are just freaked out. They don't even have to have a reason.
Yeah.
They'll often figure out a reason why they feel like that, because that's how the brain works. It's like, why am I freaked? Oh, this and this and this. And it could be even minor stuff. Other people say, well, why is that bothering you? You have to understand it's primarily biochemical, isn't it?
That's right. And so this formulation, I want to explain, though, it's not a sedator, which is really important, right? Because people go, yeah, I know, it's great. I'm going to vape now and just, take in more, THC because it's legal. And you're like, we're talking about something totally different here. We're really talking about nutrient deficiencies that aren't allowing your neurotransmitters to express themselves properly. So one of the key ingredients in here is known as myo-inositol. And so myo-inositol is basically helping with what's called secondary neurotransmitter messaging molecule. So maybe your body's trying to calm yourself down. Maybe it's trying to do this, tell you, you are fine, you don't have to eat the ice cream, or you don't have to drink the second glass of wine.
Right.
When that expression happens properly, your body just goes like this. Oh, yeah, I don't need that. What am I doing? And the thing is, I know that's a weird experience for people, but when you try this formulation and then you realize, do it about 30 minutes before your witching hour. Those of you that like to, after work, got to drink X amount of cocktails or wine or something to get yourself into a calm state, or the people that have to reach for ice cream at 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, 30 minutes before you know that's going to happen, you do 2 scoops of this stuff. Some people have to go a little higher, but 2 scoops is a great place for people to start. And all of a sudden they go, I may have to start eating ice cream, and then go, why am I eating this? Or you won't go back for a second bowl, or you won't go back for the next drink. And it's because the neurotransmitters are expressing themselves. And why? Because you had nutrient deficiencies.
Right.
You were addressing them. So different than just sedating yourself.
Yeah, it's much better than sedating yourself. Exactly. It makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Oh, exactly, man. And then you've got the capsule forms. If you want to work on, you know, the issues with cortisol being upregulated, stress response, you don't sleep well, you have poor sleep patternings. Maybe you're telling, you know, Dr. Bill, I don't want to powder, I don't want to drink something. Then stress to go is your formulation to consider. That one's got a mixture of ingredients that are a really
I love it. Stress to go. I thought of that name. I thought, if you want stress to go out of your body, it's time to leave now, stress.
Yeah, so you
when
get
you take
it,
by the way, your nose, your blood pressures are better. You're coping better with society. You won't snap or, you know, make inappropriate statements to people. People say, hey, you usually get along with, even though we're going through this circumstance. And people are kind of surprised at that, aren't they?
It's a wonderful thing to start getting control of yourself again and not feeling like you're just out of control because you're a bad person or you don't have the, you know, moral fortitude to hold back. You're like, dude, you do have to address the fact that your body's under assault and stressful. Response sometimes has to do with the deficiencies that you're not handling. And so if you can change, like with stress to go, the perceptions of the stress that are going on, again, without sedating yourself. The other side of this is, so when you're dealing with stressful times, you take stress to go. The other part of that formulation that is really important is the circadian rhythm reprogramming. What does that mean? Sleep patterning. Very important. If you are not getting adequate amounts and deep enough amounts of sleep where you're hitting the deep sleep, the REM cycles, and so forth, you are going to invariably end up creating yourself a lot more stress and be much less capable of handling it. So that's a unique aspect to the way the formula is built, is to help make sure that the circadian rhythms are going to be get back in sync.
Right, exactly. Now, another area that I think is really important is inflammation of joints. And we have curcumin cream. We also have our Inflamax. We also have Joint Performance Tendimender. Skin conditions. We use, of course, our Nutrisilver to kill off the pathogens, but sometimes people have to take something internally. They've got something, let's say, like psoriasis, which, by the way, people aren't aware of this, but house dust mites, believe it or not, really cause psoriasis by triggering off interleukin 27 in your prickle cell layer between the dermal and epidermal junction. And so you need topicals, like our curcumin cream, and you need to take orals like our Neutrodyne and our Allicin med to knock off the pathogens. And you need anti-inflammatories such as high-dose Power-C and Cell Defense Plus to reduce the cytokine level. Because a lot of people don't realize they have systemic things going on in their body when they have an autoimmune condition or a condition that, which is due to a stealth pathogen like psoriasis. For example, I got a consult this morning by a gentleman with rheumatoid. And he wasn't aware, this doctor wasn't aware of the fact that rheumatoid arthritis patients, and this is going back as much as 40 years ago, they could grow Mycoplasma fermentans incognita in their joint fluid. I worked in a synovial analysis lab 40 years ago in medical school. And I worked with John Woodbury, who was head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. And he had himself spinal arthritis, okay? So he wanted to see if Deagle could figure out what was causing it. He had ankylosing spondylitis. What you have to understand is that autoimmune diseases usually go after a stealth pathogen that looks like a protein in your body. You need to reduce the cytokines, you need to kill the stealth pathogen, you need to give the building blocks to rebuild the tissue. And if you do that, the body has a chance to heal. Now, we have a healing augmenting technology such as pulse magnetic field, hyperbaric oxygen, lumen photon, and all these other things. But without the nutrients, you don't have the building blocks. You know, it's like the field of dreams we use, because it used to be a major baseball player. If you build it, they will come. Well, if you don't build it or provide the nutrients, the body's cells can't come and actually heal you, can they?
No.
So
absolutely,
it's very important to understand that.
This is
major stuff.
It's funny that there's just so many solutions that are available out there, but you got have to turn away from
I give starter protocols. People, and I do it free. You call or email me, I'll call you back. You're kidding, Dr. Deagle. But if you want the full meal deal, like I go to the nth level, and they're going to spend a lot of money on lab tests and everything, imaging studies, you wouldn't believe what I can test for and find out what's wrong with you. From genetics to epigenetics to organic acids, metabolites, stealth pathogens, and then try to clear them to make sure you can heal. back in a moment. Thank you, Ryan, and we'll see
Thank you
on Thursday.
Bill. Bye-bye.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have a nice guest here on from the network. He has a show on the weekend, a travel show, and his name is Orlando Burgos. Orlando, what time is your show on CRN Talk Radio? What time is it on Sunday?
It's on Sundays at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2.
1 to 2
and
Pacific time,
Lifestyle
right?
Buzz today.
And you've had a lot of experience travel. So the first thing I'm going to ask is, what continents have you traveled to?
My work as a wholesale travel agency has been all over South America, the Caribbean, parts of Africa. But on my own, I have traveled through Europe and the Orient.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, that counts. Like that counts.
And I've been at it for over 40 years. So,
whoa, amazing. So now, when you travel, the question I would ask as a doctor. A lot of people get forced to be vaccinated when they travel. A lot of people don't want to know what either drugs to take or nutraceuticals to protect themselves from diarrhea, food poisoning, or just getting generally sick while they travel, like joint pain and other things like that. What's your general advice you give to people, and what do they say when they're told and they go to XYZ country, they got to take, you know, say a vaccine against, let's say, a particular illness? What are the more common illnesses that people tell
well,
you they have?
Well, one of the things, I mean, it's such an excellent question that you threw at me there. And what it is that we get people that listen to the news and go to the CDC, obviously, because they're concerned about viruses and whatnot.
Right.
And they get more frightened than anything else. And one of the things that happens is that we are not doctors. As travel agents, we're not doctors, obviously, but we are very always in tune with what's going on at the destination.
Right.
And if we happen to be sending people into a jungle setting, then we can actually advise them of what is more pertinent to that particular setting. If we're
right.
sending people to a beach area and we're going to be far away from trouble, you know, there's no stagnant waters that create mosquitoes,
right.
That type of stuff. Then we advise them as such. But we also yeah. recommend that they do talk to their doctor, although the doctors have a tendency to sometimes overdo it as far as vaccines, which
right.
also
yeah.
creates bad times for the people while they're away.
Or drugs, for example. There's a drug that they often recommend when you go to South America because they have chloroquine-resistant malaria down there. And if you take it within 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to start having hypothyroidism, yellowed vision, and peripheral
yeah.
neuropathy. Fenazidar, right? You're familiar with the Fenazidar problems.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I do. I take a different approach. Okay. The way to think about pathogens is pathogens are like floating along on a Chinese junk. And you're on a raft out there in the middle of the ocean or on a boat. And these Chinese junk guys decide, hey, look, there's a boat there. Let's see if we can jump on their boat. If you have a way of repelling them or killing them before they can get on and start kind of chewing up your boat or taking over your food or making you sick, what you have to understand is that your primary strategy should be prevent them from attaching to your body or your boat, killing them so they can't actually multiply in your body. Because a lot of time when people are told they have a vaccine, they're told the vaccines are going to create antibody levels that are going to prevent the virus from causing a problem. Now, if you look at the flu vaccine, even the company that makes the flu vaccine has come out this year and made a plain statement and say, oh, we got it wrong. They get it wrong every year. And if you actually look at the antibody titers of people that have had been vaccinated against, let's say, yellow fever or malaria or other illnesses, even when they've done a study, they only find that most people that have an antibody response are between 6 and 10 weeks after the vaccine in people, say, between 25 and 40. So anybody younger than that or older than that has no antibody response. And then the second thing is, you know, if they do have an antibody response, does that stop the infection. Well, what does the antibodies do? Now, if you're a hunter and you have a little green laser on your gun, the green laser points at the target like a tiger if you're in Sri Lanka, or a bear if you're in northern Canada, or whatever. And all it does is the immunoglobulins actually tag your pathogens, so your immune cells, your big eater cells, macrophages, can secrete superoxide free radical, singlet oxygen that'll kill them with a laser. It's like Star Wars. Okay. People are misjudged the idea that vaccines protect. I just recently talked to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for several hours last weekend, and Barbara Lowe Fisher, who's also an expert MD over in National Vaccine Information Center. So what I recommend is my list, okay? And I have a list of five things, basically, I tell people are essential if you travel. We have the only plasma iodine that was actually prophesied by Edgar Cayce in the world. It's a singlet radical iodine that will kill all pathogens and detox all halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide. If you take it, No pathogen will survive in your body. Number two, we have Allicin from Germany, and we managed to get an Allicin that is stabilized from Germany that is 200 milligrams more than Peter Jostling's Allicin, so it's 650 milligrams per dosage. And if you take it, no fungus, no bacteria, no virus can survive in you. Now, most people aren't aware of this, but almost every illness you can think of is opportunistic stealth infections. For example, when you look at cancer, you can actually tag Epstein-Barr virus. It's all through almost every tumor. Did you know that? Fungi love, in other words, cancer is a fungus, among us. And when it gets inside your cells, it scrubs your DNA, and the cell trying to survive changes its genetics so it loses cell-to-cell contact, so it's not inhibited. It lengthens the telomere so it doesn't die. And it changes its biology so it goes anaerobic, so it becomes stealth. It also creates a fibronectin capsule so that the immune system can't detect it. So you have to take enzymes to strip off the capsule, like Inflamex or Seraflozyme. So the tumor goes from cold, because you can't see it, to hot, so the immune cells can find it and destroy it.
What we're talking about is all natural medicine?
Right, all natural medicine. These are stronger than any drug that you can have. Now, let me explain. The third thing I recommend that people do when they travel is take Power C Plus. We talked about this in the last hour. Power C Plus is not any other vitamin C. This is calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. If you take a high enough dosage, you can turn off cancer and autoimmune disease. And also, if you have someone even dying of a septic injury and they're even in a coma, you can run a feeding tube down their stomach and you can prevent them from going into septic cardiogenic shock. Did you know that? You can stop cardiogenic shock with Power C. Most people aren't aware. Doctors basically know almost nothing. They don't know intermediate metabolism, stealth pathogens, infectious disease. So I tell people to take that. Take also a thing called Nutrimune 26Y. When a mother animal gives her colostrum to her baby, if that baby, deer or whatever, doesn't get the colostrum, the baby's going to die because it needs that probiotic bacteria in your gut, and it needs the immunoglobulins to tag the pathogens so the baby's immune system can seek and destroy the pathogens that otherwise would cause a gut dysbiosis and overgrowth of bacteria that will kill the little animal. We have Nutrimune 26Y. Pretty cool, eh? We also have a deuterium-depleted silver, which I've designed, that is in a special liposomes that has a radionic frequency of silver from Linus Pauling's equations imprinted on it. It's called NutriSilver, and when you spray it, it kills all pathogens on contact. And it's so non-toxic, you can put it in your eye, your baby's bottom, your groin, whatever. It will not irritate it. Pretty cool, eh?
It's amazing, actually. You know, I was born in Costa Rica. And in Costa Rica, when I was a child, the homeopathic medicine was actually something very strong, very popular, which is what you're talking about.
Right. And then, of course, we have things to turn off the inflammatory reaction as well, like Cell Defense Plus. We have one that's 700% more absorbed. I'm actually looking at bringing one from India that may be up to 30 times more absorbed, that you mix a little scoop of it in your drink. Now, curcumin is the most sacred anti-inflammatory cytokine blocker, and so our Cell Defense Plus is fantastic for that. Now, so if you take our Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, and Power C+, And then we've got a really biggie one. We have one called NutriDefense, which we've designed. NutriDefense has lauric acid and niacin, so it destroys the viral capsid of all bacterial pathogens, including MRSA, and destroys the viral viral capsid of all, no, that's bacteria. It destroys the viral capsules of all RNA and DNA viruses, and it destroys the bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. So when you take NutriDefense, the bacteria say, uh-oh, and it literally melts them. It melts their capsules so they can't reproduce. So what it does is it basically, these are like, if you want to call it some kind of like a, if you hit on the side of your boat some kind of whack-a-mole thing. So as soon as the pathogens try to get on your boat, would whack them off. They don't get a chance to even get a primary infection. So when you're traveling, I tell people 2 or 3 days before you go, starting your Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, et cetera, et cetera. And no matter where you go, you're not going to be a site for colonization of pathogens. Now, if someone gets sick most of the time when they go to a foreign country, they may get sick with more than one infection. It's not just one infection. The problem I see is that the psychology of the vaccines and the vaccine companies is wrongheaded. Even when you measure an antibody, what you have to do is you have to measure the kill capacity of how it's going to kill a specific pathogen. Did you know that no vaccine, either in adults, in humans, or in animals, has ever been detected to measure the kill capacity? They only measure antibody titers on some studies. And as a result, when the average person takes a vaccine, they think, well, I'm protected. No, you're not. From yellow fever or malaria or some other pathogen, it's going to give you a gut infection. And then, of course, if you do get an infection, you want to recolonize your gut with living probiotic. We have the Resul 6 strain from Paris. I've got to get a little water here for me. And you also need to take Living Probiotic Ultra, which is the most powerful probiotic to 100 billion organisms. Now, most people, when they go to the store, they go online and they go to the store. I got a probiotic. They did a study of probiotics in stores in California, and they found all of them were dead. D-E-A-D dead, as in not alive. So most patients and most people go online and think, well, I'm going to go to Amazon, I'm going to go to Vitacost, I'm going to just go click, click, click. And if it sounds like something that's going to be helpful, as I usually tell people, if it was that beneficial, take the label of the so-called nutraceutical and stick it on the sore body part. If powerful nutraceuticals are more powerful than drugs, for example, my list of nutraceuticals I gave you will knock out viruses. Now, if you take a antiviral in the ICU, and I've seen this happen, the one that we typically use is called ribavirin. I worked there. I'm doing everything, okay? Dr. Deagle, let me give you my background. I was recruited from grade 11 to go in plasma nuclear physics. I turned it down after winning a scholarship to do that. I went into oceanography. I finished my PhD in oceanography and became a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago, working out in the oceans. Then I went into medicine in 1973 to find the cause of diabetes, which I have. I'm going to be publishing it this year. After my work with Dr. Otto Hewen, head of pathology in 1980, that's 29 years ago. And when I did my research with the head of pathology, I got persecuted for it. Every area I've done research, including toxicology at UCLA or surface EMG mapping with Stu Donaldson, or work on mapping A-delta and C-fibers for mapping of the cause of pain, every single area I've done has actually been persecuted by a so-called medical profession who has their head so far rammed up their rectum they've never seen daylight. Now, people say, I'm offended, Dr. Deagle. I said, you should be offended by the system. That's why when I talk, and I'm trying to get in touch with President Trump, and I don't know if you have context, but people need to realize Dr. Deagle has wisdom. Now, I'm not going to be on Earth forever, but I want my wisdom out there to the public. I just was posting up a bunch of videos today, 2, 3 to 5 minutes on all our products. I want people to understand, if you don't take nutraceuticals, whether you're traveling or you're just trying to stay at home or cut down the medication you're taking, let's say you're taking meds for blood pressure. If you don't take nutraceuticals, you're going to end up on some very toxic, very dangerous drugs. I got a call a week or so ago by a gentleman who took Entresto. Now, you see the big advertisements on TV because they're making mega bucks. The average person buying Entresto is almost $600 a month. If they have insurance, it's about $150. And with the donut at the end of the year, it's around $400 just for the last 3 months of it. The donut, they call it. So $500-some bucks a month, almost $600. And the side effects are mind-boggling. So I don't believe in vaccine-associated travel. I think in most cases it's useless. It doesn't protect you. It doesn't stop pathogens from jumping on your boat, your body. It doesn't stop diarrhea or major illnesses. You come back and you carry these bugs forever in your gut, or even parasites.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. So drop me an email. NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
That was a baby that was born dead on arrival 68 years ago, DOA. I died 8 years later at a tonsillectomy surgery that cut an artery in my neck. So I'm a survivor. Back in a moment, we have amazing Orlando Burgos. It shows at 1 p.m. here on CRN. Which channel is it? CRN Talk 6 or some other channel?
One. CRN 1 on Sunday.
Now, what's your website address, Orlando? I want people to know what the website address is, and I'll post it up.
It's www.lifestylebuzz.today.
Okay, I want you to email that to me so I make sure I have the correct link. So when people go, they go boom, boom. And I'll post it up my links directly too on my site as well, Nutramedical. And I have three websites, Nutramedical, our media site, Deagle-Network, and Clay and Iron, that covers Above Top Secret, Christian and Prophetic, End Times, and information you're never going to hear anywhere else.
That's cool. That's something that my clientele would really enjoy reading about too, because I also have several websites, and one of them is actually directed to the people in the baby boomer age. It's called babyboomergen.com, and my clientele there, or my audience there, is people that are looking to extend their enjoyment of life, and I think you can be super instrumental in that department.
Well, let me explain a little bit of what I've discovered. Again, I give credit to God, because God inspires me all the time. About 5 years ago, I got an inspiration from God, and I know it was God. I'm going to give him credit. That there's only one stage in life where you don't physically age. Do you know what that stage is? When you're a fetus. Fetus means little one in Latin. And when you're a fetus, your placenta actually generates 300 biomolecules and 6-plus hormones. So you have the building blocks to rebuild. You know, even though you have apoptosis, you're rebuilding organ size and everything. You're not actually physically aging. Did you know that?
Really?
In utero. Now, red deer velvet antler of fuzz has the same biomolecules in all mammals that actually rebuild you, but the problem is it gets destroyed by your stomach acid and pepsin and digestive enzymes. So I started pursuing, figuring out how can I actually preserve these molecules so that your terminal ileum, your small bowel, will mycelize them. Well, July 1st of this year, I have the first U.S. patents and the first and only product in the world that stops aging, red deer velvet DR. I also have epigenetic frequency treatment based on equations from Linus Pauling, because remember, I'm a quantum physicist as well. When I was recruited in 1969, I had already figured out how to design to make quantum nuclear weapons that could crack the Earth. And I decided I don't want to kill everybody, but I am talented, okay? I was building solid fuel rockets and high explosives through a toggle wall so it wouldn't blow my hands and head off at 12, 13, 14, okay? I was not a normal kid. I was beyond a nerdomaniac. There's a new term for it, like a mega neuromaniac. And my brain, when I sleep at night, is equations, okay? So people say, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm a little hyper. That's why I got to take things to calm me down, like our Calm Mind Brain Mag and GABA T2. But what I want people to understand
when
is...
When you have so much to talk about, you have to...
Well, give an example. Adam and Eve, the Earth was generating a frequency to stimulate your DNA to make proteins and enzymes. Now, the little telomere at the end of your chromosomes actually sends a signal to your DNA. And not only do you need the minerals, because minerals are the key, they're the Sabbath in the Bible. But the minerals turn on your genes to actually in your nucleoplasm, the little sphere that holds all your DNA, to tell your cells to make messenger RNA. And when it exports it to the endoplasmic reticulum outside the nucleoplasm, your body makes proteins and enzymes. And all an enzyme is a protein wrapped around a monatomic mineral to make or break bonds. DNA doesn't go for anything else. Protein, enzyme, that's it. Now, it can code for how to build an organ. In fact, the Russian scientist, Dr. Kevinson, was researching people that was accelerated aging around heavy magnetic fields in the military, and decided if he broke down the proteins of their organs, it might stimulate their DNA to actually rebuild the organ. So he developed this series of peptides. And now, it's a huge industry.
I have a question for you in a second, when you're ready for it.
Go ahead.
Today, there seems to be a propensity to certain strange diseases. Like there's a big advance in ED, there's a big advance in diabetes, there's a big advance in many, many things that have always been around, but not in the numbers that exist today. My question has always been, here in America, we boast a lot about our food being the finest, the best, the healthiest. Is it?
No. No, let me give you the facts. Whenever you hear the big marketing, it's because the drug company's got $500 million into it, and they want to market something. Mm-hmm. And basically, doctors are not MDs or MDSs. They're medical drug salesmen.
Yeah.
If they had my training and experience, they need to defend a medical PhD and do 3 to 5 years of further training and defend a medical PhD, which would have knowledge of intermediate metabolism, quantum biophysics, stealth pathogens, immunotoxicology, and et cetera. They don't. Even when I meet some specialists, for example, I had a talk to a cardiologist last year who thought he was pretty smart, and he had a PhD, but it was in plants, right? Plant genetics. So I asked him questions. When I was telling him about work, I worked with a Harvard cardiologist years ago, back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and I had the only machine in the world outside Harvard for measuring your non-Newtonian fluid dynamic hyperviscosity of your blood. Now, you hear doctors, they assume that your blood is viscous, which forms clots. Not true. There is no evidence whatsoever that intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways are the cause of hyperviscous clots that can form in your right atrium. And by the way, when doctors are sloppy and they don't do a transesophageal echo, you can throw those clots 25% of the time to your left atrium and up to your brain in stroke. But they're not caused by not taking Xarelto, Eliquis, or low molecular weight heparin or Coumadin, rat poison. So doctors are malignantly stupid, okay? And I can prove it, because I've been doing this test for years. Back then, this is now 20-some years. I had the only machine in Denver, and I was actually doing tests for subspecialists. I'd have people come in, and they think, oh, everything's fine. Their PTINR and the ratios and everything were fine, but they had hyperviscous blood. They already had blocked arteries. And what is a blocked artery? It's dead macrophages. A macrophage is called a big eater cell in Latin. It eats dead oxidized cholesterol and oxidized trans fats, inflammatory fats like arachidonate. And when they die, they go, oops, and they eat a bad meal, and they die, and they form a foam cell that stimulates calcium, platelets, and fibrin. And you form a layer, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like a tar paper shack in Haiti, and you got a plaque. Now, if that plaque cracks, and then all of a sudden you got a propagating clot, you got a blocked artery, or if it just builds up, eventually the doctors say, well, we got a major breakthrough, we're going to give you a stent. A stent is just a little wire mesh that kind of has a balloon that blows you up and opens up.
Yeah, I have two of those.
Right.
I actually
or bypass. Now, they did a study last year that was published with four states and over 20,000 patients, and they showed the cardiac bypass and stents don't make cardiac patients with angina live one more month. Now, when I have a patient with angina, I refer them to take my nutraceuticals and do EECP therapy, which is extracorporeal counterpulsation. I give them cardiac and vascular peptides in my red deer velvet. Guess what? They grew new arteries. Their angina goes away. You don't need a stent or a bypass or anybody to crack their chest like a lobster at all.
Really?
It's 100% cure in 2 months of EECP for an hour a day in between heartbeats and pumps. It's developed in Israel. And the main company is out of New York. I've had the guys on my show. And I refer to a cardiologist that has them. Right here, like, say, in Vista, California, in Oceanside, there's cardiologists that have EECP therapy. So if you take my NutriMeds and cardiac peptides and vascular peptides, my red deer velvet, your angina is going to go away. 100%. Now, do you think the medical profession is a little freaked out by Deagle? Of course. Do you think I get a lot of attacks on my shows by knuckleheads, people that want to dabble in nutritional? They're pharmacists, or they're even kindergarten-level MDs who want to sound like they understand functional medicine. What I do is the most complex of activities of humans on Earth. If you follow me, and actually when I do a consult, where I'm looking at somebody's genetic mapping and their organic acids and their quantum biophysics and all kinds of stuff, it's so complex. If you're not a superhuman, you're not going to be able to figure the hell out. Now, it eventually condenses down to something relatively simple. For example, you mentioned to me on the break that you're diabetic. What is diabetes? I'm going to summarize for you. Your body, when you're pre-diabetic, and everybody who's hypertensive is a pre-diabetic. Everybody who's obese is pre-diabetic. Everybody who doesn't become obese, but they have dyslipidemia, is a pre-diabetic. Their blood insulin levels are gradually rising to try to push insulin to put sugar into specific tissues. The primary one where you turn diabetic is skeletal muscle. Now, I'm old enough now, I met Dr. Banting and Best, right? And their idea when they were working in a dog lab behind.
The diagnosis that you're talking about way too much over people's heads that people just don't understand.
Right, well, let me explain. They were doing dog ligation and stuff where they're cutting arteries off in dogs and making their insulin go away by literally tying off their arteries in their pancreas. And when I met Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute in 1981. And I showed my data that I'd worked with the head of pathology. He had a fit. It was like being on the set of The Exorcist. He was so angry, spitting and cursing and throwing things around his office. I would dare, as a new resident and biochemist, working with the head of pathology to challenge his theory that diabetics have high insulin. Now, I proved it. In fact, I did my research before the first glycemic index table was developed by these researchers in South Africa, and 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford. I did my research 5 years before the next major research. But I got, you know what the response was? They tried to force me to go to Edmonton in a blizzard, and I almost died in a blizzard, froze to death, to talk to an idiot, Dr. Roy Lirish, with his South African word, Dr. Diggle, what are you doing? You know? You got to understand this. The medical profession, just like the geopolitical profession, even the religious, don't want people to ask good questions and provide logical analysis. And it's really simple. When your muscles can't respond to the blood insulin, it spills back to your blood. It's that simple. So if I can make your muscles respond to insulin by giving you things like diabetoline and biotin plus, monoatomic minerals and epigenetic frequency treatment to actually make your muscles start to absorb sugar again and make your GLUT4 transport and insulin receptor number increase, guess what? Your blood sugar drops into normal. Isn't that wild?
That's totally amazing. And you know what? Like I said before, I'm not a doctor at all, but I have always been very prone to believing that there is a way that we should...
Sure there is, but remember, when you hear all these people about breakthroughs, the breakthroughs are freaking head. I've been on a number of networks. I was on Clear Channel 20 years ago. I started in Prophecy Club in 1999 to 42 cities in Israel. And then I went to Genesis in 2005, February. Now, you know, with the way I am, which is not... I do not have the shut-up gene. The most important thing I want people to do is ask me questions, because literally you can ask me any question on earth in any area, and if I don't have the answer, I'll break down the problem to its constituent parts. Now, I don't know anybody on earth that has that capacity, and the reason why I'm like that, God made me this way, because I'm also called to be not only a medical healer, but to be a Christian prophet and apostle, because our nation is dying. You mentioned about food. We've demineralized our food by killing the agrobacteria, so we have no minerals in our food. We've added genetically modified food, which if you have a scorpion in a tomato, no self-respecting insect will go near it because it produces pheromones to make it look like a scorpion. And it has an infrared signature. If you actually took an infrared photograph of a GMO food, it doesn't look anything like food on Earth. Then we add pesticides like Roundup, and it attaches to gliadin, fraction wheat, gluten, and other toxins in our pesticides and sprays. Right. And they attach to proteins to make them thousands of times more immunogenic to cause autoimmune disease and cancer. I did work with Dr. Chung and Dr. Vujadani 40 years ago, almost 30 years ago, and we were measuring blood levels of antibodies against trimethylamine anhydride to fat dyeing paint. For diesel fuel, fat drying paint, isocyanate, or formaldehyde. And I'm working on a test for measuring various pesticides and even aspartame, a blood test. And if you have a high HSA antibody, it means your body's attacking itself because you're eating food that's poisoned. Our food is what I call famine food. It's gross. That's why if it's not free-range, organic, not sprayed with garbage, it's actually remineralized, you're killing yourself. And then you take pills to try to make the killing yourself go away, like diabetes and hypertension, where food is gross. The food of famine, I call it. Does that make sense?
Amazing.
I hope I helped you with some answers, Orlando. Let's get me on your show, and we'll talk about this some more.
Which was